Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I'm a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, in this mini podcast, I'm going to offer you one big tip, tool, or technique that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. So let's get started. So today's episode is called The Tower of Babel, aka Banish the Babblers, or What to Do When Everybody's Talking at Once and Nobody Can Be Heard or Understood, right? So that is actually the big challenge that many of you have on conference calls and that many of my clients have experienced as well, is you get on a call and one of two things typically happen. So one thing that happens is you hear crickets, right? No one's speaking, no one's responding. You ask a question, you make a point, you think you're really on fire with your presentation, and your message goes out into what sounds like a void, right? Out into the abyss, and you hear the crickets chirping, chirping, chirping. So that's one thing that happens. Now, the converse of that, the other thing that happens is all of a sudden, everyone starts talking at once. Everyone's off of mute. Everyone's talking. Everyone's trying to jump in. And you can't understand what anyone's saying. And it becomes this melee of voices, of words, of language. You don't understand what's going on. And that's why I call it the Tower of Babel, because everyone is babbling and talking at once and it's mass confusion. So we've all been on those conference calls where that happens. So if you find yourself in that situation, there are a couple of things that I want you to think about in terms of how you bring order to the chaos on the call. So the first thing is, my friends, is that you must set up ground rules in the very beginning, right? So that each person on that call clearly understands the rules for interacting with each other on the call. So setting up great ground rules, and maybe the ground rules are something like, that if you want to speak, you have to push number one, which effectively raises your hand, and then I will call on whoever has their hand up, right? So in addition to having ground rules, the other thing I'm mentioning here is leveraging and understanding your technology, right? So if you're in a call where there's mass confusion, there's a Tower of Babel, all these people are talking and jumping on it at once, you as the leader of the call, or if you have someone else who's a co-presenter who's leading the call or handling the tech for you, you can mute everyone. There's a little wonderful button called Mute All. You can mute every single person on that call so that only your voice can be heard. And if you do that and then you reestablish the ground rules of how we're going to interact, everybody calm down. If you want to say something or add to the discussion, you must raise your hand by pushing whatever button, right? So you see how you now are using technology and your ground rules to establish order on the call. So those are a couple things that you can do to really rein in the chaos and the confusion that happens, particularly when there's a hot topic. Now, another little thing about technology, there are some conference call systems that allow you to have breakout groups. And if your system allows you to have a breakout group, you could break your audience up into small groups, have them discuss some of the hot topics, and create some bullet points around hot topics, and then have one person come back to the call and deliver their points from their team in an orderly fashion, right? So those are some things I want you to think about the next time you're on a call and you have everyone speaking at once and no one can understand what's going on and it's just a massive confusion and everyone's trying to jump in. It's a big melee. You as the leader of the call are the one who is responsible for establishing order and maintaining order on that call. And you do it with a great game plan, some ground rules of how we're going to interact with each other, and using your technology. If it gets too crazy, push the mute all button and you have solved everything. And then you can give everyone instructions as they calm down about how you're going to proceed, and you'll let everyone off of mute when everyone calms down and understands how to raise their hand. So those are just some things that you can try. Let me know how that works for you. And be sure to, you can email me at Rasheryl@dow-leadership.com. You can also sign up for the course, Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, at cwiforvirtualteams.com. And of course, there are many of you who find me on LinkedIn. So just feel free to let me know how this technique works for you. So thanks everybody for joining me today on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCrary, and I am signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.